But again, I love doing yoga. I love taking care of myself. I love being healthy. And I'm wondering, does it start there? And if it does start there, how to expand that evolution that you were talking about before? How to expand that so that it encompasses first yourself, first your community, then the world? That's what we're trying to do, is to change the world. There's so much suffering and oppression. Where is that seed planted of change? We're so kept running on this quick, fast-paced world, this treadmill, this rat race. And I do see that we're being squeezed more and more. There's people that are quote unquote in poverty. So where does it start?
Well, I was thinking of a number of things while you were describing the problem and calling that question of how can we come together collectively when individually we feel we've been wounded and have to heal first. And I've been writing and thinking about this a lot. I think I've developed further with the most recent book that I'm hawking out there on the street called Revealing Division, where I'm trying to point out that all of us have been organized, our mind, our thought process has been organized around a scarcity mindset, and that this begins in the nuclear family form. I mean, it's reinforced throughout society, this notion that there's not enough, and that when parents have to sell their energy, that automatically means that attention becomes a scarce commodity for the child. So the child is never going to get the love and attention that it needs structurally. This is a structural setup for all of us to have this need to be seen, to be given love. So we are structurally damaged and wounded. And we could, in theory, devote our entire lives to individually trying to heal if we are not given some additional thoughts to think through. For instance, that as communal beings, we're social animals, we might actually need each other to heal. And that it is also a con, I think, to tell ourselves that this self-healing thing is actually leading towards the future. I was thinking when you were talking sort of that Titanic metaphor, overused but very effective, of we got a ship going down and there's a yoga class on what to do? I think it we might have to triage a little bit, you know? I'm not suggesting to give up yoga, by no means. I'm suggesting that we sort of schedule in, sort of pencil in the calendar, a little time to confront totalitarianism. When I'm out there talking to people, I'm hearing a lot of agreement. It's quite bizarre to me. Oh yeah, we've got, it's totalitarian. Oh yeah, it's coming. But I'm really busy right now.
late to my Pilates class.
I think we are going to have to set aside just a little time, maybe 10 minutes a day, maybe. Pencil it in to meet your neighbors, get a small group, and say, totalitarianism, single pattern of thought impressed across all aspects of society. Class is sort of like that. Class, this notion that we have to stand in these boxes and that some are on a higher shelf than others, and this notion of our entire life being spent trying to climb onto a higher shelf is going to do anything to address the crises that we're facing, or our deep, deep lack of empathy for our brothers and sisters. I'm arguing that the only way we can reclaim ourselves and heal the planet and heal ourselves is by joining hands with each other. Care about each other, not as some exercise in love, going out there and I love my brothers and sisters, but making that a practical vision and reality, how could we have a world that reflects or allows us to express genuine love, concern, caring for each other and the earth? What would that world look like? Is where I think we got to start focusing our thoughts. And that means we need a new language. And that's how I'm focusing the third volume of my 5-volume series, is we actually need some new concepts and categories to describe the world we want.